Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on March 11th, 2019. And this is Gibbs Dube on Live Talk.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the social, economic, and political situation in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the state of the nation as Zimbabwe's economy is wobbles amid political chaos.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa is set to arrive in the country for bi-national commission discussions designed to strengthen relations between the two nations. Right now, Zimbabwe's economy is facing serious economic problems fueled by spiraling inflation and what some observers say is economic mismanagement by the ruling party. But the ruling ZANU-PF party argues that the economy is being degraded by targeted sanctions imposed on some top ZANU-PF officials.
At the same time, some top members of the opposition MDC, led by Nelson Chamisa, are being arrested following street skirmishes between state security agents and protesters early this year. Chamisa has also angered the ruling party following his remarks that the MDC is willing to work with any person, including former President Robert Mugabe, in order to avoid past mistakes and forge a better future for Zimbabweans.
So, who can fix Zimbabwe's social, economic and political problems? Is it President Ramaphosa or Zimbabweans, including Mugabe? Can political dialogue resolve all these problems facing Zimbabwe?
Please note that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona and VOA Indebele. These are Facebook pages. Yebokambe zulukandaba lingalithola njani lapho likhona endaweni zonke ke SGNA. Namhlanje sikhangela okunengi okubhekane lelizwe leZimbabwe. Sikhangela ezomnotho, sikhangela ezombusazwe, sikhangela lalokho okuthiwa bi-national commission lapho ke umhlangano omkhulu wenziwa ngumongameli Cyril Ramaphosa lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kwele Zimbabwe. Lapha ke bazama ukuthi baqinise ubudlelwano beZimbabwe leSouth Africa. Singazi ukuthi ke kuyaphumani enkulumeni lezi eziyayenziwa kusasa uRamaphosa ukhangela ukuthi afike kwele Zimbabwe kusasa. Ye siyakhumbula ukuthi kuke kwaba lo mhlangano ofanayo phakathi kukamongameli wakwele Botswana lowe Zimbabwe. Lapho ke okugcina sokuphuma khona okunengi sokuthiwa iZimbabwe ithe ithole izikwelede kodwa iBotswana athi hayi izikwelede azange itholise iZimbabwe yatholisa amakampani ayo okumele ayevula amafactory kwele Zimbabwe. Kuzobuya kokunye ke okungani kubhekana le Zimbabwe. Sizwile ke ukuthi kulabantu abaningi sibili abangani batholiswe nzima ngamapolisa babotshwa mahlayana nje. Ngesikhathi ke uChamisa ekhuluma sithi kumele kube lokukhulumisana phakathi kwamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa laye lamanye amabandla. Njalo uChamisa uphinde wakhuluma njalo ukuthi ibandla lakhe lizimisele ukuthi lidlelane labo bonke abantu beZimbabwe abagoqela owayengumongameli uMnumzana Robert Mugabe. Kodwa abanye abantu bathi hey, ukudlelana lo Mnumzana Mugabe kungani into embi kakhulu. So ke singazi ukuthi ke lina libona njani konke lokhu. So nxa lifisa ukuthi lingene kunamanje kuhlelo lisithumezele umlayezelo kuWhatsApp kunumber 8001-202-465-0318. Kuzobuya ke inombolo elingayitshaya ngu-011-202-619-2077. Kunjalo ke wanti.
Ma tinokuchingamidzai nomufaro mune chimwezvo chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Nhasi tiri kuda kutarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika, magariro akaita vanhu, nyaya dzezvoupfumi uye kuti mamiriro ezvematongerwo enyika akamira sei. Kana muchida kuti kupinda muchirongwa sezvatambotaura munogona kutifonera pa 001-202-619-2077. Napa internet tiri kuratidza chirongwa ichi live pa Facebook pages pedu. Iko zvinezvi tiroda kuti tipinde muchirongwa tichitarisa kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munyika zvikuru sei nyaya dzeufumi hwenyika nemamiriro akaita zvinhu tiri kuona vanhu vari kusungwa vazhinji asi vachipomerwa mhosva imwe chete yekuti vanoda kubisa hurumende pachigaro zvisiri pamutemo nhasi president wekusouth africa Cyril Ramaphosa vanotarisirwa kusvika kuti pamwe vatosvika muzimbabwe kuzoita hurukuro navamunangagwa maererano nezvibvumirano zvavakaitirana kwemakore maviri kuti vaone kuti zviri kushanda zvakanaka here kana kuti pane zvimwe zvingagona kuitwa kuti zvisimbiswe. Hatisi kuziva apa kuti imi munoona sekuti South Africa ndiyo ingararamisa Zimbabwe here kana kuti Zimbabwe inofanira kukwanisa kuzviraramisa iyo pachayo, kuti misangano iyi nemari dzinokweretewa idzi dzinobatsira here kana kuti Zimbabwe inofanira kudzidza kutotanga panyowani, kutanga patsva kugadzirisa zvinhu kuti izvichengetedze iyo pachayo. Pane nyaya yavachamisa vari kukombrenawo kuti vanhu vavo vari kuramba vachisungwa sikunzwa kwavamamboita vamafumi vasungwa nhasi vakazoregedzwawo asi mhosva yavo yasati yapera. Pana mamwezve vamiririri vemdc muparamende vakasungwa masvondo maviri akapfuurawa vachisungwa vachiregedzwa asi nyaya dzavo dzinongori kumapurisa. Saka ndiye imwe nyaya toda kutarisa kuti ichii chiri kuitika apa, inyaya yekuda kudzivirira vanhu kuti vasataura zvavanofunga here kana kuti pane mhosva chaizvo chazvo dzaparwa nevanhu ava. Saka achagadzirisa Zimbabwe ndiani? Nokuti Zimbabwe haina maproblems akawanda kubva kumamiriro ezveupfumi kusvika kumatongerwo enyika nemagariro evanhu kumirira kwaakaita. Saka kana muchikwanisa motifonera tigokufonerai mugotipawo zvamunofunga pamusoro pezvinhu zvatataura izvi. Tuve.
And Mr. Chamisa says he's willing to work with anybody, Mr. Wande, including former President Robert Mugabe. Some people are happy, some are not. So we want to hear people's views as well on that kind of a subject.
Yes.
So we are happy that we are joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Pilif Kaule of ZANU-PF. He is a member of the Central Committee of the ruling ZANU-PF Party. The ZANU-PF Party has been in power since independence from British rule in 1980. Mr. Pilif Kaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, kids. How are you today, my brother?
We are very fine. So our first question is, we know that Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa is set to arrive in Zimbabwe and is coming for these bi-national commission discussions, you know, on strengthening relations and all those kind of things. How important is this kind of meeting with between Ramaphosa and Mr. Mnangagwa?
Very, very important. Very important indeed, my brother. Remember, South Africa is our neighbor. And remember how important a neighbor is. Unlike people like Donald Trump, who is making a lot of noise, while he is thousands and thousands of miles away from us, who doesn't know what's happening in Zimbabwe. But remember, we are trading with South Africa. Almost 70% of our trade is with South Africa. We are doing our business with South Africa. And most of our people are migrant workers out there. So all what we need South Africa, and South Africa needs us, and we need each other. And that is why it is important to engage South Africa. South Africa is our neighbor. We cannot do without South Africa, Botswana, and the SADC, and as well as some of these African countries, especially the AU.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wande, do you have a question for him?
Yes. Mr. Gale, I just wanted to find out, I'm listening to your criticism of the United States, obviously because of their current attitude, particularly in regard to the sanctions. Of the things that they are asking Zimbabwe to do before they can remove those sanctions, are there any, or is there any one of those things that you as a party, a ruling party, find difficult to deal with or to remove from the table so that you can have a good relationship with the United States? What is so difficult for you as a party to do in terms of what the Americans or the European Union is asking you to do before they can remove the sanctions?
But remember, we are a country, and America is also a country.
Mm-hmm.
And we manage our own affairs, and America is must always do the same. And I see no reason why these people would want to interfere that much, and they would want them us to dance to their tune. And really, it's really embarrassing that these people are really poking their nose into our affairs. And really, I'm getting worried by these people's behavior. How, you know, they would want us to they would want to punish us. I see no reason why. But remember, we have neighbors, as I always say, it's good to build a good relationship with them, your neighbor, than someone who is thousands and thousands of miles away from you. That even then, if you fall sick even at night, your neighbor will take you to the nearest health institution. But remember, these same people who are giving us problems, thousands and thousands, they know what's happening here in Zimbabwe. They're exaggerating things, and this is really very bad. And remember, these same people have their own domestic problems as well. Remember, their elections. The Russians were involved, and they were talking of rigging, that the elections were rigged in favor of Donald Trump. But no one bothered himself really considering punishing them in whichever way they wanted. But it would appear as if when you look at them, they would want to become headmasters of the world, but which is very bad. I would want to teach them to really respect other people and respect other people's sovereignty. This is very important. And to me, my neighbor is very important. South Africa is very important. And let's compare South Africa and America. And let's compare Donald Trump and Cyril Ramaphosa. To me, Cyril Ramaphosa is excellent material. And of all the leaders that we have in this world, Cyril Ramaphosa is one of the best leaders that we have. And I respect not Donald Trump, that man, who doesn't know, who is always interested in bullying other nations, which is very bad. And bullying in other nations in favor of regime change, favoring the opposition, which is very bad.
So maybe speaking on behalf of President Donald Trump, not on his behalf, or just trying to be angry a little bit, as if I'm him, right? So what I'm trying to say here, Mr. Kaole, is that even the American embassy has actually spelled out why Zimbabwe is in a problem that it is today. And they are saying it's basically mismanagement of the economy. And when you look at the time when Ian Smith was in charge, the Zimbabwean dollar or Rhodesian dollar was almost equal or more than the British pound and almost equal to the US dollar. But today you don't even have a Zimbabwe dollar. What you have are bond notes and RTGS dollars. So people are complaining bitterly, Mr. Kaole, and at the same time we have people like Johanna Momombe, we've got Jacob Mafume, we've got Charlton Wende and others who are facing problems. So like what Mr. Wende was trying to say here, the problem lies on your doorstep, isn't it?
Very good. Well explained, my brother Keith. But let's separate issues. One, this situation that we find ourselves in Zimbabwe right now was created by the Mugabe regime. It is the one that introduced that useless paper called the barrier check. And later on, this bond note was introduced by thieves. There is corruption in Zimbabwe. And one other thing that we need to fight is corruption. And you know what? This new government of Emmerson Mnangagwa, I feel it must be given that opportunity to change things from the state they are to, you know, a better Zimbabwe. It's like right now, when you look at things, people are suffering and there is no money and as it is. But then it takes time to it can take you a day to destroy a city. But it takes years and years to build a city after destroying it. Like you need to look at countries like these countries like where these Sunni people are fighting there, these Arabs are fighting those countries. Those cities have been destroyed completely. But it will take ages for them to rebuild their country. But now I'm saying that happened during the Mugabe era, and it was the Mugabe government. Remember, this is the new government of Emmerson Mnangagwa. a new government in this new dispensation that we find ourselves in. But then, instead of supporting us, remember, but at times, let's learn to appreciate the good work that Mnangagwa has done for this country. Remember, he ushered, for the first time in the history of this country, you know, free and fair elections. Free and fair, my brother. Free and fair elections. People campaigning freely, people extending, you know, people drinking together, people of the opposition, people, you know, movement of the people moving freely and people campaigning freely up to the end. Then, I'm sorry to say, at the end, after the elections, then we know what happened. And we are very sorry. We are very sorry of what happened. People were killed, and I don't think it's what Mnangagwa or even set up a commission required to investigate what really
Thank you, Mr. Kaule.
But remember, yes.
Just 1 minute, yes.
Yes, my brother.
Yeah, just 1 minute. We'll come back to you. We've got some tweets that we can read from the U.S. Embassy Twitter handle, and they're saying many years of harmful policies, not USA sanctions, have led to Zimbabwe's current economic challenges. We recognize Zimbabwe is making difficult economic decisions with limited resources in order to improve Zimbabwe's trajectory. Then the other tweet is hashtag truth. Since 1980, our commitment to the Zimbabwean people is unchanged, over $3 billion to improve health, food security, economic resilience, and democratic governance. Delivery on promised political and economic reforms will allow us to do even more. Yeah, lapho yakhuluma sibili embassy ukuthi ongani uhlupha ilizwe leZimbabwe ukuthi ke aso izijezo zenotho. Okuhluphayo lapha ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe kaliphathwanga kahle. Njalo ilizwe leZimbabwe uyakhanya ukuthi ke lila ma resources amalutshwane kodwa liyazama ukuthi liqhozele lapha lapha. Iphinde lakhuluma futhi ku-tweet leyo ukuthi kususela ngo-1980 ilizwe leAmerica selifaka imali emangalisayo linceda abantu beZimbabwe imali efika kuma-$3 billion yokuthi kulungiswe ezokudla, kulungiswe njalo ezempilakahle, lokunye ke okuthiyeneyo. Kodwa ke sibona zani sesilo muntu lapha ecingweni. I think we've got Dr. Shanai Masia of the School of Public Management and Administration at the University of Pretoria. Dr. Masia, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Ngataura nai.
Dr. Masia, maanzwazo ngashitaura na Mr. Gaule pamusoro pema sanctions ne kumira kwakaita zvino munyika. Uyezve Mr. Gaule vari kuti hurumende yava Mnangagwa yakasiyana nehurumende yava Mugabe. Saka vaMnangagwa vanofanira kupiwa nguva yekugadzirisa zvinhu zvakakanganiswa nava Mugabe. Tiudzewo pfungwa dzenyu pane zvataurwa na Mr. Gaule. Dr. Masia?
Can you hear us? Are you there, Dr. Masia? Dr. Masia, are you still there? We are going to call him back. Let's get back to Ubaba Kaule. Baba Kaule, ngesi ndebele sibili siyabona ukuthi iembassy ye-US embassy iyatsho lapho ukuthi okuhlupha ilizwe leZimbabwe asikuthi kumbe ku-1010 iqiniso yokuthi into sihambe kuhle aso even lezijezo zenoto. Kukhanya ngazani ke iZimbabwe ilakho ungazani iyakhathazwa ngakho ngoba iMelika sifake i-$3 billion kusukusela ngo-1980 ukuthi ilungise izinto ezihluphayo. Kuzobuya njalo lolunye udaba ongani kuyahlupha khona Baba Gaule. Sizwile abantu bezanu PFCT akumelanga ukuthi umnumzana uChamisa adlelane lo mnumzana uRobert Mugabe wayesesikhundleni kudala sikamongameli. So konke khona okunxasa ukufaka embizeni yangikhona leyi yombusazwe. Kuyakhanya ukuthi ibandla lezanu PF alithakazeleli ezinye izinto ezenziwa yi-opposition labomgabe bonke laba bantu. Akunjalo Gaule?
Mina engakutsho ukuthi i-America okokuqala mhlawumbe ukukhuluma nge-America ukuthi i-America ngathi bathanda izindaba zemizi yabanye kodwa bona bengasebe omakhelwana lapha omakhelwana bangaziyo ukuthi kwenzakalani phakathi kwelizwe. Kids, ngakhuluma iqekiso ukuthi asivumeni ukuthi umgabe uhambile kodwa umgabe nguye umuntu obulala yonke into ilizwe leli siphakathi kodubo ngenxa kamkazi. Umgabe ubuleli lwalo ubaba lwana akufishwa lokhu kodwa ke kathesi
Kodwa umnumzana umgabe kazange adubula abantu ezitridini kumbe ngithi emgwaqweni eHarare asikhumbuli abantu bedutshulwa kuthiwa ukhetho lapha lapha batshengisela badutshule balandwe ezindlini kwenziwe konke lokho abantu bathi yikho okuhluphayo khonokho babagawule ukuthi ibandla lezanu p f ithole senziwa
umgabe iguguraundi yathinywa umgabe umgabe nguye wayebusile izwe leli nguye umuntu owayenza yonke into nguye wabulala abantu umgabe lwa akufihlwa lokho yinto esegcekeni yaziwayo and noma ungazezame ukukubalekela ngaleso sikhathi amakhiwa nala ayihluphayo kathesi yoba bemdadisa inqula yamabhiza ngale ko-London ngesikhathi ebulala abantu ebadebelelene ngapho eceda abantu khonapho zi-very same people laba yibo abantu balesi basihluphayo xa sokuthiwa kutshawa abantu ababili abathathu lapha abantu abanjengalabo abantu onkomo ebaleka lapho esiya phandle kwelizwe laphana babemenzana unkomo kolaphana ngesikhathi sayo babengamfuni amakhiwa nalana esiyacaca kwabe sesaba umgabe nalo umuntu wabo ukuthi nguye wayesenzela yonke into abalaqiniso laba abantu bayabi kakhulu ngendlela abayenza ngayo izinto zabo.
Yes, yabona ukuthi ku-ground sibili wawona umgabe songena khonapho.
Yeah, Mr. Gaule, you brought up a very sad topic about ku-ground. There are some people who are saying that even Mr. Mnangagwa is part of the problem that created or dealt in the atrocities during the Kukuraundi era. Can you explain to them how you can separate those two and apportion blame where it really belongs between these two men?
Very good. Very good. I like that. Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mugabe who was the prime minister of this country, who was the commander-in-chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces. And the order, the one who ordered the soldiers to go and do the matter and commit atrocities is the commander-in-chief of the Zimbabwe Forces, period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kodwa noma kunjalo ke nxa sesibuyela ke kukhona ke sikhuluma ngakho ukuthi pho ke wena ubona zani kuyaphumani phakathi kwenkulumo le by National Commission uRamaphosa kuzobuya ke umnumzana uMnangagwa ubesufaka konkana nje engqondweni ukuthi oweBotswana umongameli wabuya kwele Zimbabwe ukuthi ezephuma sezokuthiwa ke iZimbabwe sizuze izikwelede abantu batshaya imbululu kodwa khona sekhona ngalo umongameli wathi hayi ngamanga lokho okukhulunywa ngabantu beZimbabwe bayazikhulumela nje akukho yize nje so ke thina izikwelede esazinikayo zazinika amakampani eBotswana ukuthi ayenzeni nxa ifuna ukuyavula amafektali kwele Zimbabwe ayivula kube sisuka le garanti yethu so khonoko ke ukuthi liyathaba kodwa kungela lutho baba Gaule akuhluphi kolongo
akuhluphi thina vela sithabe kungela lutho abantu bakithi base-South Africa ngabe ukuthi i-South Africa kayikho ngabe abantu bakithi bayahlupheka abantu i-South Africa yilizwe selithembileyo iBotswana yilizwe selithembileyo abantu bakithi baseBotswana baningi ngabe ukuthi abakho khona le Botswana ngabe bayahlupheka ngobuningi babo khona ngokunjalo ngomakhelwane abaqakathekileyo labo asobakhelwane bokudlala esingadlala ngabo ngakho ngabe biya lapha futhi bezosincedisa kumele sikubone ukunceda thina vele besisile eBotswana le-South Africa ngesikhathi zalinto zethu zinzima itsho nokudla kube kuvelela khona ngale abantu bakithi basebenza khona ngale baqatshiwe khona ngale aba izimuli lezi ezikhona ngapha zincediswa imuli abantu abasebenza khona ngale eBotswana labasebenza e-South Africa yibo basupport izimuli zabo lapha elizweni lethu balutshwani nje abantu abakobo-America nabakobritain baphila nzima abaphatha njengezigqili ngamakhiwana la anqindezelayo avela athi ayani asizwela ngale kodwa athlupha abantu bakithi abantu bakhona bahlala nzima ngale yikho lapho ubona khona ukuthi kulo ncindezelo lwamakhiwa oluphambili abantu bona banaiziphepheli khona ngale ezihlezi phande kwelizwe ngokuhlupheka bahambe ngokuhlupheka labana abantu kodwa bancindezelo yiwo amakhiwa omakhelwane laba siyabafuna thina omakhelwane i-South Africa yikuRamaphosa yibuya bezosincedisa ngobuhlupho lwethu ngolwabo
Hayi siyawuzwa kakhulu ke baba Gawule, sasilo baba Mbonisi Nyathi, bambe khonapho ngayikatshana Gawule. Baba Mbonisi Nyathi unjani?
Hayi siyaphila baba.
Ye, usegwanda?
Ye, ngisegwanda.
Ye, kulalokho kuthiwa yi-Bi National Commission okumele yenziwe eZimbabwe kumbe isisenzakala, uke wezwa ngakho khonokho?
Abe ngingakezwa lutho, kuthi ngisema-reserve.
So nxa usema-reserve vele alitshelwa ukuthi kulento ezinjalo?
Information yangikhona ihamba nzima.
Ye, alila ama wireless kulapho imsakazo?
Hayi, imsakazo yangikhona le eZanu-PF le, ayikhiphi izinto ngokucaca.
Wo, yabi, itheni kuwe wezofika ukukhuluma ngakho, kulokho esikhuluma ngakho?
Hayi, angikezwa futhi.
Ye, kwenye kulakho lokho kuthiwa yi-Bi National Commission, ukuthi umongameli wakwele South Africa lo weZimbabwe bayahlangana kumele bakhulume ngokudlelana kwabo njalo ingxenye lokuthi kubolekwani izimali. Kuzobuya njalo lo daba lokuthi eZimbabwe ungazana umnotho udonsa nzima sibilokunye okumangalisayo. So besicela ukuthi size ukuthi wena ubona ngani umnotho ungavuselelwa njani njalo le mihlangano leyi kumele yenziweni ukuthi kuyaphumani umhlangano kaRamaphosa lomnangagwa. Ukugcina kwangikhona sesibuza ke ngochamisa ukuthi uchamisa zizokuthiwa ufuna ukuthi adlelane lo mgabe. So ke qalisa ngakhona okwe-Bi National Commission ukubona njani?
Lokho kwe-Bi Commission yangikhona le ekhulunywayo yabo Ramaphosa ikudlala sibili. Abantu bezane sebedlale kakhulu ngengqondo zabantu. Njalo kule nto engifuna ukuthi ngiyibeke kamhlophe lapha singakayikhathana kubaba uGawule. Ubaba uGawule kakunanzelela ukuthi iZanu-PF le ekhona khathesi yiyo eyafonywa ngo-1963. So akula mehluko ngitho kuma-policies even ku-leadership ngoba sibili balandela usiko lwabo olwe party yabo yena ke esukulo zabantu. Njalo uGawule abekwazi ukuthi i-issues ze-governance izinto ezenziwa ngabantu behlanganisa amakhanda. Njengabo behlanganisa amakhanda abo kuZanu-PF ukuthi bathathe amaplaza amathiwa bayenza umrambathwina, izinto abazenza behlanganisa amakhanda, bayenza igugu rawundi, izinto abazenza behlanganisa amakhanda. Njalo amazwe angaphandle nxa esekhanyele izinto zena ezisenzakala bona kibo ngabo babo bazibona bengabantu abarayithi. Kodwa abantu abapheleleyo abakhangelayo babona ukuthi no, abantu laba kulokunye okushodayo kibo. I think mina the most important thing eyayifanele yenzakale masithathe ilizwe, umuntu engahlala egangeni uyaba lobunyamazana. I think abantu bezano nje bonke nje ama-liberators they needed to counseling. Baze bakhanselwe bakwazi ukuthi ukuphila lo muntu ukuphila njani. Ngoba ukudutshulwa kwabantu khonokho yinto evele ingafanelanga ukuthi yenzeke nxa singabantu abensundu sihloniphana.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke.
Ngibe sembuya.
Ye, qhubeka.
Ngibe sembuya kudaba lukamgabe lo Nelson Chamisa. I think umuntu maye yi-leader ukhethwa ngabantu. I-leader ayikhethi bantu. So ngibona ungasoqala ukuthi uNelson Tamisa ngaba lobudlelwano lomgabe kumbe umgabe abe lobudlelwano lo Nelson Tamisa because one people was Zimbabweans were black and angiboni izenzo zomuntu zingayenza ukuthi umuntu simbone njengenyamazana.
Yes, siyakuzwa.
Umuntu uyaxolela.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu nyathi 10 seconds qeda khonapho. 10 seconds.
Yes, alright. Sengikhuluma ngokuba bugawule kakhulu. Ngakunanzelela ukuthi bona yibo abavuthela izilonda as a tribalism lokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu ngendlela abakhuluma ngazo. Abathi lizwe abatshengisa iway forward yokuthi babambanise isizwe.
Aha. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Enyati babonga thina kusasa. Ukhola ngapha eGwanda anjo.
Yeah, ngisagwanda baba, ngiyabonga.
Sibonga kakhulu ngathina kusasa. So what Mr. Nyati is saying is that the ZANU-PF that we are seeing today is the old 1963 ZANU-PF. In which it has got people who came from the bush who wanted to be counseled. He says, you know, counseling was needed for these people because they were in the bush for a long time, so they needed some bit of counseling so that they could be reoriented to cohabitate with the commoners.
That is quite a valid point. Not blaming whatever is happening
on that kind of thing.
Yes, but you know something should have been done for them. We see that everywhere where veterans are given special treatment because of their particular problems that arose from the effort of war.
And he says governance is all about dialogue. If ever people discuss issues, they can resolve them. And he says, you know, ZANU-PF appears to be doing all the wrong things. It is actually doing things that maybe some of them are very unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And the outside world is seeing all that, but ZANU-PF itself can't see those kind of things. And he says the relations between Mr. Mugabe and Mr. Nelson Chamisa, he says that's not a crime. He says these two can relate at any given point because they are Zimbabweans. One, secondly, they are black. Thirdly, they are in politics, so they can easily do things together, and people are one. So maybe let's take Mike.
Yeah.
There's Mike on the phone. I think he's
speaking. Muripo eremkoma, Mike.
Ndiripo mkoma, makadima zvano.
Aiwa, tiri nani, tinotenda kuti maita mwe murefu, muri pa phone ipapo, yasvika nguva yekuti mutipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Right, ndangachida kuti kuna vagaule avo. Tinotenda hurumende yeAmerica because inotaridza democracy. Inoitawo kuti nhepfenyuro dzayo dzinzikwe dzichitaurawo zvemuno muZimbabwe nezvimwe zvatanga tisingambozivi. Iwo munomu mukatara paradio Zimbabwe yavoyo vanenge vachingotaura zvokudzvanyirira nokutukirira vamwe kunyanya vemaopposition avo. Ndaida kuti ivo vagozondipindurawo ndapedza kutaura kuti chinoshatisa hurumende yeAmerica chii kana ichipa isu Zimbabwe masanctions nekuti tinodzvanyirirana pachedu. Ivo vanhu ivava vari kutonga ivava kunyatsotaura chokwadi chayo chavanoti democracy. Chii chavanoti democracy? Havabvisa masimba vamugabe vaya vapo vakavabvisa ivo vacho varipo havachadi kubva varipo nyange dei vakadyiwa sezvakaitwa havadi kubva. Saka ivo vagaule vacho vanenge vachiti vanhu ivava takasununguka pakudi ivo zviri kutaurwa neAmerica zvingori simple and straightforward. Zvinhu zviri kutoitika zvatinoona tiri kuno kuZimbabwe. Vanhu vari kuurawa, vanhu vari kunyangariswa. Since pakaitika pakafomiwa FDC vanhu vazhinji vakaurawa. Vanhu vazhinji vamwe vatombozivi kuti hama dzavo dziri kupi nanhasi, kwete kuti dzakatiza, asi kuti anongonzi akatorwa manheru ende akatodisappear zvachose. Muenzaniso watinawo ndewanaita idzamara. Saka tingati hurumende iri kuda vanhu here? Kana yakauraya munhu anga asina kana munzwa wokubaya munhu akaita saita idzamara, vanenge vakamuurayirei? Kungotaura chete ikoko kungoti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka muZimbabwe. Saka kwakutofira munhu. Uyezve ivo vagaula vanotitaurira kuti hurumende iyi haisi yeudzvanyiriri, vanhu vaifirei kugukura hunde? Handi tinenge tichitsvaka dhemokirasi. Saka kana tisina dhemokirasi iyoyo yekuti vanhu vataure zvavanoda, ivo vanozourayirei vamwe? Kuti wangoopoza chete wakutofa. iyo vamugabe navamunangagwa ndo vanhu vainyanya kutouraya vamwe nevamwe vari mukati mumba. Hapana mudzidzi, hapana mutimbira pavanhu ivavavo, vakangofanana. Saka munhu anotovapatsanura hamene kuti anenge aitsvaka kuti vakasiyana papi. Vanhu ivava vakangofanana, ava vakauraya, ava vari kutourayana nhasi, asi vari kuti ndinoda kutsvaka kuti paite progress. Progress muchipedza vamwe muda kuzotungamirira ani? Uyezve nyaya yekuti vatadza kutungamirira, they are not accepting kuti vatadza kutungamirira. Ndaitoti dema Sanchez anyatsa kuvahita ivo vanyatsonzwa zviri nani, because vanhu vasina zvavari kutibatsira. Plus ivo vanoti corruption. Corruption inoitwa nesu tisina chinhu here, kana kuitwa naivo vane zvinhu? Ivo ndo vane mukana mukuru, nekuti ndo vanozviita mabhosi anodya vamwe. Saka isi corruption inozowanikwa kuku? Kana zviri iri mikana yemari inopuwa kuhama dzavo, iri zvigaro zvepamusoro zvinopuwa kuhama dzavo. If you look at the situation in Zimbabwe right now, unonzwa kuti bhodhi rekwakati riringoresainiswa, bhodhi rakati hanzi purezidendi varesainisa. Pari kuda kuchetwa vanhu vanenge vachiindirana nezvavanoda. Saka ava vanhu vanenge varipo havanenge vachitonzi ndevamugabe, hativadi. Asi ivo varivo vamugabe vaitouraya vanhu, zvavakabva ivo vachipinda, zvavakabvisa Joyce Mujuru, ivo vakapinda vana Munangagwa vaipinda vaida kushanda nani?
Hai, tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu. Regai tinzwe kuti vagaule vangakwanisa kukupindura here. Moteerera, handiti ka?
Ndiripo.
Ehe, Mr. Gaule.
Yes,
you have had an earful of comment there. It's only fair to give you the microphone to respond to the gentleman.
Regarding mpindure ndiki nditaure neshona that zviri kuitika sezvo ange achitaura iye neshona. Ndiri kuona ndezvekuti apa ngatigona kutsanangura zvinhu zvakanakanaka kuti varungu ava ndinda kudzokorora nyaya iye yekuti hakuna munhu anofara nokufa kwomunhu nokuurayiwa kwomunhu. Haipapo hakuna munhu wete munhu wamwari, ende kana munhu auya mutaona tinongoti kana munhu afa tinongova nokuti hazvifadzi munhu izvozvo. Ende kuti vanhu vaurayiwe hazvifadzi munhu. But nyaya iriko ndeyekuti inini ngatidzokere kumashure titange panyaya yeguura hondi. Take tichiurayiwawo izvozvo unoku, ende vamwe vanhu vanozviziva kwavanhu vakawanda vechiurayiwa namugari. Mugari ndiyakatumira kukura hundi kunouraya vanhu, ende munhu ari kuti hei akazviita nanini inanditi manyepo. Mugari ange ndiye was the commander in chief, ndiye anoorder constitution by that time ange ichireva kuti munhu anotumidzira masoja kuti aende kuhondo ndi commander in chief, ndiye prime minister anoti endai kuko munoita izvi munouraya. Akauraya vanhu kunzvimbo zvedu izvi, ende varungu vange veri papi papo nenguva iyoyo, vange vechiti ivo zviri kuriitika zvange zviri right kwavari nguva dzacho izvozvo. Ngomo ichitiza ichienda uku vechingamudi. Ndati inini ko nhasi ko chii chiri kuitika? Nhasi vamboona vachenjera vaona kuti vanhu kure ndizvo zvinafambi haiti chokwadi. Inini ndiri kureva izvozvo kuti haiwa ngatidzokerei kumashure. But zvaitika izvozvi izvo zvino mademonstrations aaitika munyika ya haasi mademonstrations, and vanhu vakurwadziwa nevanhu vari kusungwa. Kana vakati vanhu vakapara mhosva vanosungwa ka? Kana vanhu vechitora mukana wekuti vaite politics dzavo pakuzvinhu zvakadai vachiti hei kuti ava nemademonstrations vozopedzisira vovhara mugwagwa, vovhara vopisa misa yavanhu mazitoro, voluta, voita sei? Zvinoitika kupi izvozvo? Ngavasungwe vanhu vakadaro. Ende vanhu vacho vamwe vacho vanichegara mameetings vechifuridzira vanhu kuti mayouth indai munoita zvakati zvikati zvakati zvakaora. Vacho vacho ivavo vange vechi ngavasungwe vanhu vacho ivavo, kana vachizivikana evidence is there, mawitness zeripo, ngavasungwe. Nditangire ipapo nokuti kuti uchokupedzisira wozoti hei vanhu vari kusungwa muZimbabwe vari kuita usungwa. Kana wapara mhosva unogera sezve kusungwa. Nyika yakaita sei isina mutemo? Nyika dzese dzine mutemo. Zimbabwe ino mutemo. Kuti mugave ari murirana na Chamisa azvinei nesu izvozvo kuzi anopiye kuti don't mind even kuti vamuga vanowirirana Chamisa ndezvavo vaviri it's a democratic right. Constitution yedu inovhuma kuti kana munhu akabva uko wabva uko hatina basa nazvo izvozvo.
Aiwa. Thank you so much, Mr. Gaule. I hope you can stay on the line because we still want to hear your reactions to some of the things. We still have some time left.
I think we've got Dr. Tanai Masia. He's back on the line, I'm told. And then we've got another caller, Donald Mamboma. But first, let's go to Dr. Masia. I'm told that the phone has dropped. Let's go to Donald Mamboma.
Mkoma Donald Magadigo.
Ndipo mkoma tanano kana mkoma jibu, mnofara hii.
Isi ya pila mfoe tukuja?
Aina angu ndi zina ndudango tangada o kio na matambu jiboku hama takasheka jiku ito pia niku wakata utau naendege.
Chokwa diye.
Winda angu so fara uku angkundu wate voice rati kisa ndila nyahira mashita ura wama imbu shanda na wekuku.
Hai.
Ndinoda kutaura ndiko kuti hangu semuterere wabva terere abva mukutaura aya hatina kwatingai ndakara kune vanhu vane pfungwa dzakadai ndinoda vagaule rangu achitaura
chii chamunoshora taura henyu
kana muchi wavachitipa komanda yeni chifundi anotuma masoja kunofura vanhu ko zvagotiva vanhu vakapfugwa zuro panapa muchi wahanda chine vava komanda yeni chifundi kufino ndiani saka sei vachida kukwira vachitipa masoja asi masoja vanhu vanga vakapfeka fomu dzechitoja kana vachiziva kuti komanda ndichipinda ndichimba rokutuma vanhu kunofura vanhu zvagosiyanei nezviri kuitika zvatiri kuona sei vachidifenda kuti hati havasi kana zvavasika pane ava varipo pakarendi vanoramba kuti havasi komanda yechisi but kana tasika kugugura hondewa kuti vamugabeni vanga vari komanda yechisi
wacho uri papi ya mukoma Mamboma handiti manzwa zvatakwa navagaule kuti ava vamuri kutaura vakaurayiwa vakashutiwa iko zvinezvi vanga vaputsa mutemo vanga vachiita zvokudemonstrata vachivhara migwagwa vachinopaza mumashops handino manzwa vagaule vachidaro imi munoona kuti pakasiyana here ipapo
vakapfugwa kugukura hundi vakavaputsa mutemo upi zvinzi vakazama kutaura asa vakazama kuita kunomaraa zvilabhu nomal handiti kuzati vagaule vanhu vano kutaura kwomunhu achiri mumasimba achiri kuwana
chokubaaiwa toda kuti mutaure pfungwa dzenyu musingatukiriri vamwe taura
zvamurikutukirira ekuti vagaule kutaura kwavari kuita kwekuti ava vanga vapaza zvinhu ko avo vakaurawa mugukura hundi vacho vakanga vaitei nokuti ava vari kuvatizwa nzi vakavastraika vakademonstrata vakapisa zvinhu zvevanhu ko avo vakaurawa vakavaitei nokuti vamunangagwa zvirawavapo
vari kuzvinzwa vagaule kana
toenda hedu panyaya yekubetsera musouth africa yebilateral ndokunga akatombotaura pane imwe programu kuno kusouth africa paredi pa programu yeradio chief aiva na spokesperson weministry of international relations vanonzi vandivio mabhaya tikatovaudza tikati zimbabwe nyaya ndemukaenda ni mukanobatsira zvanyika yedu inonoita kuti zvinhu zvarubatsira ubva mimaisa hunonyisiswa ingava mari munozeurayava kutenga mota dzekukambena zvikambenera iri pati 1 inotoronga dzatova kutotenga marenji akuti vanhu vagovamba chirohwa mumamisha inonesa chipanodiwa realignment muzimbabwe kana devasiri vamaposta vachinzi vaimboonawo munhu akata sentavapazaliro kuti ngavakomekedze vamunangagwa kuti vabvume kuti vari kukoniwa pane zvavari kuita nokuti hurumende dinini hurumende da kukaurisa vanhu ndomisei ngavabvise kamwe yako kukaurisa
sakaio
pose pavanoita zvinhu zvavo vanotoda kufikisa vanhu manje kana uri baba haungaitiichifikisa vana ukagara chingotida kuvatikisa ndavakaurisa tinokaura takaura tichizvinoitika totiza munyika toenda kwatinogara kwakasiyana siyana hazvinasi zvinongopai munongedzo kungoti kukoniwa kudonga ikoko
saka mukoma Mamboma kana makatarisa kumira kwakaita zvinhu pari zvino toita sei what's the best way forward here
ini hangu the best way forward ndeyekuti vanhu vari kunoti zvinhu zvose zvinongova pano vari kutonga hapana kwete ruzhinji zvinongova kune vane nyanga nokuti mukaona dialogue vavari kuchenera kuti dialogue zvita zvokuti vachamisaa vakasunga nyika yetieno mbiriki ndivo vari kutonga ivavo ndo bhiriki renyika vakasunga nyika kati kana achita rwanda kuti dialogue kana kuramba kuita chaita dialogue
saka
kondirisa kuti atambo kuti vandu vanenyanga vachamisa vanopindwa nepinda pato vane mhuka itiro
saka
vakadani vana chigumba nana malava vakavaudza kuti vakahwinda vova uza kuti vakumana makandinyepera ona zvavudi.
Ai vamukova Donald Mazita inepfungwa dzenyu tinofara zvokuti munoramba muchitandara nesu pachirongwa chine dzinguva dzakawanda Mazita chaizvo
ndatenda hangu mukoma.
Okay, all right. So Donald Mambuma says that of course he questions Mr. Gaule's reasoning in that the people who were shot here were, you know, committing crimes. Mm-hmm. And Donald wants to know what crimes the people in Kukurahundi had committed for them to be shot and killed or, you know, murdered the way they were. And he's saying that the issue is in their court. You know, they are the ones who are running the country, and they are the ones who are making the decisions. So if they make those decisions that don't go down well with the people have the right to respond. But his last part is that the issue of dialogue is to be something meaningful. And why do they keep on bothering Chamisa? Because, you know, they are the ones who are in power, and they should be able to find their way. You know, so
there you are, Mr. Gaule. Yes, Mr. I think very important.
Mr. Gaule is in the hot seat today.
Yes. So Mr. Gaule, there you are. People are questioning so many things, but the bottom line is, what is the way forward for Zimbabwe? It seems as if ZANU-PF wants to go it alone, but let's just focus on how best can Zimbabwe be improved from this kind of chaos. You know, how do you pull it out of this kind of thing?
My brother gets. I just want to answer those the last speaker.
Yes, go ahead.
He didn't get me very clear. I want to separate the two, the Kukurahundi and this and chaos that happened recently. You know what? The demonstrations. I didn't say those people were shot because they committed crimes. No, let me correct that. Mm-hmm. I said they were. People who committed the crimes were arrested. It's good that people who break, who commit crimes are arrested. And the government is dealing with those perpetrators, and perpetrators as well as those guys, those people who committed the crimes. And the separate issue to the issue of Kukurahundi. The Kukurahundi issue, I didn't say the people because of what they did, they deserved to be shot. No, there is nothing like that.
Yeah.
And the Kukurahundi issue was political.
Just one second.
And yeah. We all know that.
So, Mr. Gaule, that we don't digress, you know, on some of these issues. Let's now think of exactly what needs to happen in Zimbabwe. What is supposed to happen from today onwards? It seems as if ZANU-PF wants to go it alone, and you don't seem to be saying, let's get help from MDC led by Nelson Chamisa, who maybe some people think he has got the magic hand in fixing some of these things. So what's the way forward for the country?
The way forward for the country is for us as Zimbabweans to put our heads together and move forward. And this is exactly, and we need also our neighbors, support from our neighbors, especially the SADC and the AU. That's all that we want. And here in Zimbabwe, let's come together. People from all political parties come together, work together for the good of our country, so that we bring about a change in the lives of our people. That's all that we can do.
But the problem lies in the ruling party actually arresting opposition members, you know, willy-nilly. I mean, how do you fix an economy and how do you fix the politics of the country with that kind of a scenario where you arrest the opposition, you intimidate them, and then really how do you do that?
How do you as a leader, as an opposition, invite people, the youth to go and loot and destroy property? How do you as a leader do that, as a leader of the party, and how do you destroy your own country for only selfish gain. And it's unacceptable.
So you're saying that the opposition is doing the opposite of what you want them to do?
Exactly.
But it's the opposition, by the way.
That's yeah. what they're doing.
But it's the opposition. So the opposition is there to oppose you. If you say this campus is looking east, they will say, no, it's looking west. That's the role of the opposition.
Let me just give an example, simple example. Mm-hmm. I know of the people, some of the people, the leaders in the opposition, who organized the meetings and incited the youth to go and do what they did during the day of the days of the stay away. Mm-hmm. All the dirty things they came from the leaders who assigned these youth to go and do all the dirty work. And let the law take its course.
But the basic principle here of the opposition, Mr. Kaole, is that the opposition is there to unseat you. They can even call for your removal by, good means, not by maybe weapons, but by good means. So is there anything wrong if the opposition says, let's organize ourselves and get rid of the Kaoles and Mr. Mnangagwa? Something
very
should be,
good.
Yeah.
Very good. All what it is there in the constitution of our country, it is enshrined in the constitution that a peaceful demonstration in large numbers, let the people march into the street and stop everything there peacefully and send the message across the Atlantic Ocean. Like what people did when Mugabe stepped down. Mm-hmm. You know, they flocked in large numbers and nothing was destroyed, nothing was looted.
Mr. Kaole, the way I framed my question to the other caller, Donald, the field member, is what led him to make the statement that we quoted about you having said that the people who were shot were committing crimes. So it's the way that I had framed my question to him. I apologize for that. My question is...
Or maybe let's take a caller, then go back to him.
Okay. We've lost there.
Yeah, so maybe we can talk to Mr.
Mr. Kaole, what I wanted to find out from you, earlier on in the program, you said that the new government, Mr. Mnangagwa's government, needs to be given more time to get things straightened out. Can you give us an idea as to how much time you are referring to here? How much time do you think ZANU-PF might need to turn things around?
I'm going to go back to what Tuni used to say. Austerity for prosperity. And that really, even the president used to say, we are going to really come across, we are heading for hard times right from the beginning. And then later on, things will normalize. And this is exactly what we are expecting. And let's give them a chance, at least about maybe a year or so. Then maybe we are going to witness a change. You are going to witness a change at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. But let's keep them at least 12 months down the line. 12 months down the line, and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kodwa ke izikwelete phela ezithathwa lilizwe leZimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi azihambi ejala lePhalamende, Baba Kaole. Kungahlanganwa uPresident angahlangana lomunye ke umongameli, balobelane izivumelwano. Imali izavela ngaphi, Baba Kaole? Ukuthi kubhadala izikweleti lezi. Ngoba khanye izikweleti lezi phela kuyapiwa la, izikweleti ezinzima. So iyabhadalwa mbani njalo nini?
Yabona umama wethu vele gips wona uvele ubusungu ngoba izolo lokhu sesiphila impilo yana enjengeyama yalabana abantu abahlale egangeni njengamasiko abathi nxa bezingela bayazingela behlebetiwe ngabamba kwaba badle belale bedlile khonokho. Badlile bephambili babambe khonokho badle khonokho. Yiwathi sikwenza okade kuvele kungasifanelanga. Kodwa-ke ngokuya kwezikhathi ngileqiniso khonokho kuhamba sisicelacela. Yiko khonokho udubo esiphakathi lalo esihlangana lalo ludubo lolo olukhulu kangako ukuthi imali kasilayo. Kodwa ngibona ngani akona kuti wenzayo kwakachesa majaka omthudi mbona ngani umsebenzi abawenzayo kuzafikelela into engcono ngathi ngabekezela.
Yes, awuza kakhulu ke wathi sibala ama message akona lapha baba Wande wabathina abantu konapho ke ku VOA Shona lingakohlwa zilukadaba ukuthi siku VOA Studio 7 VOA Shona le VOA Ndebele lapha ke ngikhuluma ngama Facebook pages ethu kuzobuya ku Twitter silayo ke VOA Ndebele le VOA Studio 7 so ngenani kuzo zonke inkundla lezi kwenze ukuthi sikhulumene. Ngiyabona ke kulo vusi impofu uthi sicela usifonele baba Dube sizazama ukuthi sikudinge konapho baba vusi sizokuthi uthini. Kuzobuya ke ubaba uSigubuzo Mlalazi uthi lukhulu ulaka elizweni lakithi uSatan sewathola iplayground ngempela. Ye kuzobuya ke umthandeni Chibale uthi ya kuyahanjwa lapha ke pho kuthwana uthini ubaba ugawule kanti. Kuzobuya ke uvusi sephindele njalo uthi ngicela lingifonele. Ye bathi nabantu baba Wande.
Mhm. Pana takataka chokula anoti he's agreeing with Mr. Kaule that those who break the law should be arrested. And the writer also wanted to contribute. Unfortunately, we didn't get his message early enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's K. Mukunda, who says, I doubt Mr. Gowley knows who committed crimes. Those soldiers wearing army uniforms and even soldiers who killed on the 1st of August
mm-hmm.
have not been arrested. The army generals say they do not know who is firing or
mm-hmm.
Oh, my phone is just gone off.
Oh, yeah, phone ga wande. Kisiba jongo mkanda. Kweza gala baba wande. So, okay, siya kutika ke 2 minutes, 1 minute, baba kaule. Kumbe, singa habu iguwe. Sipone kulo baba kumsunduzwa Ndlovu. Kuzobuya lo baba sikumbuzo Mlalazi. Kuzobuya ke lo Priscilla Mtungwa Ndlovu. Uti nkona, bati nkona. Tube kona pestigini. Kuzobuya lo Connie Mpala Pwak. Uti Zanu PF has been in government for the past 38 years. What chance is Mr. Kaule talking about? They've been looting and they continue to be looting up to now. They took the country, he says, basket, yogudla kwethu, kuzwekazi le Africa. Kodwa kathesi ke, sasihamba sidinga imali, sicela kuphela, baba Kaule, ungatsho ke in 1 minute, ukuthi ke your last word, ba.
Yeah, into engingayitsho ukuthi okukathesi bakithi asifakeni amakhanda ndawonye. Njengesizwe seZimbabwe silungiseni udubo lethu silalo akulamuntu ozasincedisa kakhulu ovelela ngaphandle ukuthi thina siqale thina ukuzilungisa phakathi kwelizwe but into engidanisayo kakhulu yikokhonoko kuphela ukuthi abanye laba bayadonsela bayabaleka abafuni ukuhlangana belezi njongo nje zokuthi udubo lolu lukhule kubancedise bona ukuthi ba-achieve lokho abafuna ukubathiva hayi bo asihlanganeni silungiseleni abantu ilizwe leli lidinga ukuthi abantu bancedisane ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili. Noma khelwane bayasincedisa, asincedisaneni ilizwe leli liye phambili.
Yes, sicela ukufaka ngesikhiwa baba.
Let's come together as Zimbabweans. Work together. People from different political parties, if we come together and work together for the good of our nation, then that will be of benefit to all of us. So let it begin with us all as Zimbabweans, and then we invite then our neighbors to come in and help us. Let's help ourselves first, and later on neighbors will come and help us as well.
Faka ke qinene ngesishona nje ponga uti yanga 10 seconds.
Yes. Ndokurudzira muri eZimbabwe kuti ngati mbobata nai tichande pamwe chete chakakosha ndechekuti vana vedu mhuri yeZimbabwe iwane chikafu, mhuri yeZimbabwe iwane mabasa, mhuri yeZimbabwe irarame tisingatarisiri kuti ndiani ari
kutonga
kuti vanhu vave noupenyu hwakanaka.
Siyabonga
mhuri yeZimbabwe ndinofara.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. Sorry, we're out of time, we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Philip Kaule, who is in the ZANU-PF Central Committee. We also thank all those people who contributed or participated in this program. We hope to have you next time in this show. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. Until we get together again next time, when we tackle another subject, please take care. Good night.